Cecilia, how are you this morning?
Oh, good morning, Tony. I am well. Unfortunately, all the news for Lansing isn't as good as what's happening at the Grand River Assembly.
Well, you know what? Most of the time, the news can be challenging, but it was a great event yesterday. All I needed was dinner and a couple glasses of wine, and I would have been in heaven yesterday because it was a great atmosphere.
Absolutely, and I appreciate that you're all about the truth. Because that's what I am, too.
All right. Well, let's talk about 40 Days for Life. Tell us about your organization, who you are, and what you do. I know that you have almost 240 different locales around the country.
We do. Across the United States, in about 240 cities, as well as countries in Europe and six provinces of Canada, we are praying and fasting for an end to abortion. And the positive news is that so many women who were unaware of options that exist outside of abortion are now able to approach us as we pray at these abortion clinics and find out information about how to get help if they wish to keep their babies.
So your organization is pro-life. But you folks are not violent in nature. You don't picket and protest. You do show up at the doorstep, or at least close to the doorstep, to some of these clinics which do perform abortions. But your vibe, your focus is praying and fasting as a solution for this challenge.
I think you've adequately described what we do. Our mission is to pray and fast, whether it's at home, in churches or in our schools, whether it's at the site of the abortion clinic, and then to do the community outreach. The prayer vigil is peaceful. There's no protest in our banner, in our headline. We are a peaceful prayer vigil, and we're just humbling ourselves and asking for God's help in this mission to just inform women and help those who are searching for options outside of the abortion clinic.
Now, where you and I agree to disagree, and this isn't a judgment, but where we agree to disagree is there have been times when young people have attended this. I know that you have had some of your family members there, and from your perspective, you feel that is a good learning experience for young children.
My personal opinion on that is that if our children are going to be introduced to deception and lies through media campaigns by groups such as Planned Parenthood, that contraception is actually safe and harmless, that the pill is safe and harmless, it's important that our children see the consequences of what happens when there's without marriage something that takes place, for example, if sex before marriage takes place. There are some consequences to that, and the truth of the matter is that there's a lot of hurt, regret, and emotional, physical, spiritual pain that comes from abortion, and that is the option that sometimes happens when a woman is forced into an abortion due to circumstances.
Cecilia, why do you believe that the birth control pill is not safe?
Well, I actually have some information on that. In 2007, the Journal of American Physicians and Surgeons published a study calling abortion the best predictor of breast cancer. In 2009, the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center found that women who have an abortion increase their risk of breast cancer by 40%. Now, there's direct correlations to the use of the pill in cervical cancer and other types of cancer. So it's ironic that certain organizations that fund awareness of breast cancer and other kinds of cancer also contribute to Planned Parenthood.
And 40 Days for Life has another focus, that there are alternatives to abortion. And a lot of those ideas are supported by 40 Days for Life, and many folks, including myself, until I had talked with you some months ago, I wasn't aware. But there's options out there in support.
Yeah, interestingly enough, the community outreach part of this is very exciting. We've been working very closely with groups such as Shared Pregnancy and Pregnancy Services, which has several locations throughout the city, to let people know, let women know, if you're in a crisis, you're unhappy, you're being pressured. You have loving, caring folks in our Lansing community who will walk every step of the way with you should you wish to keep the baby. There's never a financial reason or reason of support that those women should seek abortion, because there are many helping hands and really caring hearts who will walk every step from psychological and emotional counseling, parenting classes, baby diapers, formula, you name it, even job employment, looking for employment. Women can get a lot of help here in the Lansing area for those things.
So to be more specific, you can help women should they choose to give up the child with helping them place the child, but maybe more importantly, should they choose to keep it, if they've been chastised, ridiculed, kicked out of an environment where they were living, you have support, you have resources, you have shelter, you have food, you'll help them find jobs. There are people who can help them gain a life so that they can keep their child.
Yes, at the prayer vigil site, at abortion clinics, when we're standing there in prayer, we have literally taken women who've come out the door crying and come over to us to say, I don't really want this abortion, but I don't have any options. We have driven them for a free ultrasound to a pregnancy services clinic where then they have had a chance to actually look at the ultrasound of their baby. And we know 86% of women seeking abortions who have a chance to see the ultrasound, to see their little baby, whatever stage of development it's at, change their mind, keep the baby, and then they're going to need some help. So we don't have those resources at 40 days, but we direct all of those women to the resources, which are very broad in Lansing. There are many, many facilities that will help.
And abortion is legal. We're talking about a story in which a man who was praying outside a woman's choice clinic saw some folks from that clinic dispose of aborted fetuses and the information about those aborted fetuses' mothers into a garbage dumpster. And what the story has created is a few bills from Representative Rick Jones. We're going to talk with Rick in just a little bit here. Now, I did attempt to contact Women's Choice as well as Planned Parenthood, and they declined to come on the radio show to talk with us. We also attempted to contact the Eaton County Prosecutor's Office, but we have not heard back from them. But I think with Rick Jones and the news stories that I have in front of me, we'll be able to give you a fair story about that. Cecilia Tombelli from 40 Days to Life is on the program. And Cecilia, once again, thanks for being on the program.
Oh, it's always my pleasure to speak with you, Tony.
Now, from your perspective, and I want you to give a fair perspective, tell me what happened from the beginning when this gentleman, who you know, was praying in front of this Women's Choice Clinic.
Well, first of all, I just want to clarify, this is not a 40 Days for Life activity, but I can certainly give my opinion. In a public dumpster outside the Lansing Women's Choice Abortion Clinic last February, a private citizen found 17 babies. They were in Ziploc bags, and they were thrown out in the trash. Chris Venaclaus had noticed, after praying there for over a year, he was praying for an end to abortion, that at closing time, workers from the clinic were carrying out and dumping large black trash bags in the garbage, which was a public garbage container. But he never saw a biohazardous waste truck, so he wondered what was happening to the aborted babies and the medical waste. Of course, there are laws governing that for every doctor's clinic and hospital in Michigan.
Now, on October 22, 2010, the Michigan Attorney General and the Eaton and Saginaw County Sheriff Departments completed a seven-month-long investigation of the Woman's Choice Abortion Clinics located in Lansing and Saginaw. And the investigation found that these clinics were not breaking any laws. Is that true, Cecilia, from what you know?
From what I know about the press release and the reports, because this clinic alleges that they dipped the human bodies in formaldehyde, they have not broken any laws. But there is another problem that's still under investigation, however, along with the dumping of these human bodies were the dumping of private records that are covered under HIPAA laws, health information privacy and accountability laws, and they contain women's names who had had the abortions, their consent forms. They were all disposed of in the dumpster, and to my best understanding, those records are supposed to be on file for about 7 years, and when they are destroyed, they are supposed to be either shredded or burned so that that information and the civil rights of those mothers aren't, disclosed to anyone that shouldn't see them. But due to a technicality, that clinic won't face any charges for that.
Now, before we bring on State Representative Rick Jones of Cecilia, I do want to make our listeners aware that the bodies of the 17 unborn children were buried by a funeral home.
Those bodies are at a funeral home at this time in little coffins, and there will be a public ceremony, a mass to bury those bodies because they're human beings and they have dignity, and we want to make sure that they're treated as such.
Okay, do we know when those burials will occur?
The date hasn't been fixed yet.